Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So I was reading this morning, you know, in Proverbs, how, you know, that crowns don't last forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In every kingdom, man's kingdoms, they think, you know, this is good. This is going to go on for a long time, especially the one that's in charge.
That's right. Kingdoms come
and kingdoms go. And he says in Proverbs today, he talks about in 27 that crowns don't last forever. But then he has like a strategy right around that about what you need to take care of. Of how to prepare for the crown that won't last forever. Mm-hmm. And understand this, that Jesus' crown lasts forever, but men's crowns don't last forever, which means men's rules don't last forever. And basically it's describing get back to the basics. You know, you can find out, you need to go to VFN TV and you watch Prudent Preparation, you know, and Prudent Preparation is about being prepared when and if, you know, the crowns of America are challenged, if we go through transition. But Proverbs says that, hey, crowns don't last forever, so make sure you take care of the basics, no matter what. I mean, it could last or not last. And
that's right.
But for you, it will last. He says, do this, and that way your family will be fed. Mm-hmm. You know, do this, that way you can survive it when the crowns switch, you know, when the new crowns kick in. And I mean, God's wisdom, he has wisdom for every single thing. So don't forget about, you know, Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. It is next week. I'm trying to think. I think it's next Wednesday. And next Wednesday, I think, is August the 1st. Mm-hmm. August the 1st, and that's when, John, you'll be hosting that of VFN Radio. And make sure you let everybody know today, go get chicken, buy chicken. You know, and chicken don't have a chance in America, but you know, and they have chicken sandwiches and different things like that, you know. And we just want to support them. We want to support them. Even if you're not hungry, buy something and go give it to somebody that is.
Yeah, that's good.
Just let them know, just like the New Yorkers did.
Yeah.
Like you were talking about in the first hour that in New York, when they stole the iPhone, they all got around and said, listen, this is not right.
That's right.
And I know that the women on The View, there's a program called The View, that they stood up and they said, this is not right to attack the owner of this business like this, because every one of us has a constitutional right. That's the whole thing about America. We got an original tent for America. We have to remember that you can stand up and say whatever's on your heart, you can share it. You can, and ever how you want to worship God, you can worship God as long as your freedom doesn't break my leg or steal from me. Mm-hmm. You know, hello government. You know, then you know, go for it. You know, that's how Joseph, you know, upstate New York got his. They didn't mess with him until he started messing with the press, and he came down and he tore up the newspaper because they wrote an article about him. Yeah, and so, you know, here he had the freedom to do what he was doing. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Joseph Smith here. Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon religion, you know, that he got a chance to be able, you know, he told everybody, hey, you know, I out of hesitation, and, you know, the church has gone astray, you know, and but God's going to start over with me, and an angel named Mormon is going to help me interpret these Egyptian tablets that actually have something to say about one particular man's family and not what he thought it did. But either way, I mean, whatever he wanted to believe, he just went for it. And nobody messed with him until he decided he wanted to run for president. And somebody wrote a negative article about him. It was actually the first article that newspaper ever wrote. It was the first. You can find out about this on the Torch, the VFN Torch. You go to VFNTV.com. You need to be informed. You know, because sometimes, because it was in your parents' generation, it was in your generation, you know, most people just assume it always was, you know, because very seldom do people spend a lot of time with their great-grandparents, you know, and hear about their lives as much, and definitely their great-great, they don't. And so, but he had the freedom to do that, you know, no matter what they thought and what was going on, and then they started talking about, you know, plural marriages and having, you know, multiple wives and all that, and that was even flying up there. But the second when he had a negative article written about him in this paper, and you can find out about this on the Torch, like I said, that he just went down there and sent his guys down there and just burnt this place down and ripped it to shreds. And, of course, they arrested him. Mm-hmm. But see, he had the freedom to be able to worship his perception of God, you know, and his new book that he wrote. It was actually authored by Joseph Smith Jr. He's the author of it. And the original book. And nobody did anything because they were fresh in their belief about the Constitution. Listen, don't mess with people. As long as their freedom's not, you know, messing with you and not stealing from you, breaking it, let it go. But when he came down on somebody else's constitutional rights, when he went down there and tore down he just ransacked and destroyed. They destroyed
the place down.
I mean, you already have your own city. You know, mm-hmm. You have your own city. You know, you're creating your own God book. You know, I mean, what else do you want?
You know what I'm saying?
But when somebody else decides to tap into what their freedoms and they want to express themselves, now you're going to go tear down the news press.
Mm.
You know, and it was probably within hours, about 24, 48 hours at that point where he got killed because mm-hmm. they arrested him for that because he broke the law. He violated the newspaper's constitutional rights by killing, you know, whatever it was. I don't know if he killed him or not. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you that. But I know he just ripped the paper apart, or his people did. And they arrested him, so he must have been involved in it.
Right.
And the details are on the torch. I'm just trying to remember that. And then the whole mob then comes down, and they violate his constitutional rights, and they go into the jail, and they throw him out the window of the jail.
He dies, right?
What's that? Yeah, he dies. He died at that point. And so prior to that, you got to understand, prior to that, you know, the Constitution that allowed for Joseph to have his own religion, to write his own books, you know, to even to the point of, you know, he was having plural marriages and things are going on, which was challenging at that particular time. And that was one of the big issues. As a matter of fact, Utah was held out from a state for 49 years because they would not, Brigham Young would not renounce
bigamy.
Polygamy.
Oh, polygamy.
Polygamy, yeah. Polygamy. And
it's similar.
And and so is Jiminy. But he had all these freedoms, but once his freedom hit his violating the constitutional rights of the press, for example.
Right.
Caused him to go to jail because he violated the constitutional rights, but then it created a momentum where now the people violated Joseph's constitutional right because he had a constitutional right to be protected when he was in jail, that he was still an American citizen. He still should have been protected. He should have been taken to a trial of his peers. But because what he started by violating somebody's constitutional rights, it created this whole momentum. Then all of a sudden, they just began to be a mob mentality, and they went and charged the jail, and they killed Joseph Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And if we want to go there with this route, if we really want to go there and say that, you know, and it's just like some snowball effect. You know, you don't mm-hmm. want to violate somebody's constitutional rights, you know, and we want to know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the original intent was everything was actually happening. He was doing what he was doing. And if you need to study, you can find it on the torch, the VFN torch. But it wasn't until he went down and destroyed the newspaper who wrote an article about him that was negative and it affected his presidential aspirations as he wanted to run for president. The very first person who started Mormonism, you know, wanted to run for president, and now it's being, you know, it's closer than it's ever been before. And it's like, it's amazing. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? It's like,
oh, yeah.
Things that make you go think, listen, we need Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We need Jesus, the only one Jesus. And you know, there's only one, and one Son of God, and who laid down his life and paid the price,
mm-hmm.
and he is our Lord, and we're not going to be God, we're going to mm-hmm. serve God, under God, right?
Right.
You can find out more about that on the VFN Torch right there.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.